You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Finally, Canelo Alvarez got slapped with a six-month suspension for his failed PED test that he blamed on tainted meat. The Nevada Athletic Commission announced in Vegas. They didn't take long to deliberate his case, ultimately giving him a one-year ban. But he's been so cooperative with investigators that they cut it in half. Very nice of them. Very liberal.
Very money-grubbing of them.
Yeah, his May 5th match with Golovkin has been scrapped. We know that.
Should have been scrapped completely. Oh, my God. You see what they're doing with that fight?
They're fighting. He's got a new fight already.
And it's not even in Vegas. In Carson instead. It's just awful.
It's a disaster.
Complete disaster. Not even
the
worth
Trojan
going out
or
there.
Something he's fighting.
Yeah. Some guy, the sanctioning bodies have threatened to take the belt away if he fights him. He's still going to do it anyway.
Vanis Martirosyan. That's it, I think.
That is. Never heard of him before.
He's an Armenian-American boxer. What do you think of, and so he'll defend against Vanis Martirosyan at the StubHub Center in Carson, California. The last-minute fight was made when Canelo failed two drug tests, and that fight was canceled. So what do you think that the Triple G fight, the rematch, was canceled? And now they're talking about that he'll be back in time to fight him this year in the summer. That's impossible. He's got a six-month. They're talking, but that would be the fall, right?
Right, they're going to do it in September, exactly when they did the first one last year. It's going to be 1 year. They're going to rematch the same, you know, weekend area.
And you, like, and you think they'll still do it?
Yeah. Of course they're going to do it. They want the money. I mean, everyone wants to see this fight. That's pretty much one of the only fights between, besides Joshua and the Bronze Bomber, that people really want to see badly. So they're going to do it. They want that money. So they're going to come back, and that's why he was cooperative, because he realized, okay, even if they clear me, I'm not going to be cleared enough to fight. I'm not going to be cleared quick enough to promote and fight on May 5th. So he was all cooperative with them and did everything they asked so that they would reduce it like this, so that they can come back in September and get the big money. And that's why Vegas and the commission knocked it down, because they want the big money. And that's what it was all set up, to set that fight up. After the test went bad, he said, all right, well, I'm going to do everything I can so I don't lose the whole year.
So it is huge, the punishment. And he deserved it for what he had in his system. He admitted it was there, but continues to claim it was from contaminated beef. It could have just been the same thing, even if he was doing it and was getting an edge and got busted. Bottom line is, it doesn't matter why it was in his system. Nevada rules call for a punishment no matter how a banned substance got into the body. He's a first-time offender. The commission said he cooperated, so he got leniency. They could have suspended him for up to 2 years, but the commission went for the 6 months because it's the typical punishment for a first-time offender who tests positive for clenbuterol. Under the deal, he'll have a legitimate hit because he will miss out on an eight-figure payday on May 5th, which is no laughing matter, obviously. He would have made at least $25 million in that fight, but he'll still make it if he fights him later. He'll fight once this year instead of twice. He'll have half of the money that he was probably going to earn, and that's tough to swallow if you're him, to lose all that money, which is exactly what's happening. So he, you know, Alvarez 49-1-2 with 34 KOs. He got off basically. 6 months is nothing. He just has to chill, and then he'll finally get his money. There'll be no Cinco de Mayo Vegas fight this year, like there always is, but they could do it, as Mafia said, in September during Mexican Independence Day, assuming Golovkin wants to do it. Now, this guy, Martirosyan, is 36-3-1, and he'll get killed by Triple G. He didn't want to go a year between fights. And then, you know, whatever. He signed the fight with this other guy no one's ever heard of. He's coming off of a loss and a 2-year layoff. He's moving up in weight and has never beaten anyone that's good.
Lamb meat slaughter.
I mean, it's just going to be a giant waste of time. What a joke. And how bad does this make Canelo Alvarez look? Seriously. Bottom line is he cheats. That's just all there is to it. No one's really swallowing the tainted meat story, are they?
Even if you are buying into it, it's just on him. You got to know that that's going on. It's not that he's the first guy to have this happen. You know, we've heard that there's other guys in Mexico that have trained down there that have had this happen, and they've claimed the same kind of thing. Well, okay, if this has happened to others and you know that's a problem down there, then you make tons of money. You either bring in your own food that doesn't have any of that happening from the U.S. or somewhere else, or you just don't go there to train because you know that's there. You know that's a possibility. So even if he didn't do it on purpose and his reasoning is what he claims it to be, it's still on him for stupidity and not planning ahead.
The IBF has informed Gennady Golovkin's camp through a letter that it will not approve the fight against Martirosyan, if that's his name, and that he'll lose his belt, his IBF belt, if he fights him. Well, he is going to fight him.
And then they'll give it back when he fights Canelo in September. I mean, these governing bodies are such a joke in boxing.
Your boy Amir Khan insists that Canelo should be banned for life. Jesus. He said if anyone is taking any enhancing drugs, they should be banned 100%. It should not be allowed. Why do we all, otherwise we could think, why don't we all take it and have that extra edge? He's now failed 2 drug tests and apparently passed a 3rd, maybe because he's off of it. But I do not think it means that he should be able to fight again. It all comes down to what the boxing boards and governing bodies say. But in my opinion, if Canelo fights again, then it's a sign to other fighters out there that they will only get a slap on the wrist and it's okay to do it. I won't disagree with that. I mean, if you get slapped on the wrist for 6 months for cheating and doing PEDs, bottom line, and nothing happens to you, which is basically what this is a 6-month money losing situation, right? That's the prognosis. He's basically losing money. He would have fought twice and made double the money. He's losing half of it. So $25 million he probably lost. That's a price to pay for sure. But I think that other fighters will think, you know, that's nothing. I mean, I'm not fighting for $25 million. I'm fighting for a paycheck and to feed my family and pay my bills. I'm going to cheat anyway. If they catch me, what's it going to do? 6 months? I lose no fights for 6 months? I think guys will still take that chance, Mafia, and cheat and catch me if you can.
And guys are always going to take that chance and cheat and catch me if you can. Especially in fight sports or in sports in general, when has a guy not tried to cheat to get an edge when he really needs it? I mean, to me, it's different degrees of cheating, too. For this clenbuterol, unless I've read wrong, it's more of like a weight-cutting thing than, you know, a PED where you're getting steroided up and getting huge muscles. People have bashed Golovkin saying that he's, you know, probably on stuff because of how big he's got, how strong he is. If it was something like that where you're putting someone at risk that you're going to bash their brains in because your muscles are jacked off PEDs, then, yeah, I'm going to have a huge problem with it. In a sport like boxing or MMA, when these guys drop a lot of weight to get to these fights, I'm going to be a little more lenient with a weight cut aid because I think they cut too much weight as it is. I think it's ridiculous what these guys go through to fight, and they should fight at higher weight classes, but they want to drop down so they have that extra power on fight night. I'll give you a little more of a slap on the wrist than this. It's not like the guy was doing HGH.
I wish he was. 855-212-4227. Mafia, what are the odds that someone has stolen our London broil?
Very low, because there's very few people here, and they all know they don't mess with us.
We got the London broil rocking in the kitchen. If anyone has tainted my London broil with clenbuterol, we will have them killed right here on the spot. There'll be no hearing either. Straight to the gallows. I'm going to go get the London broil.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.